Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got smooth
drama.
All right. Welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word and Miss Brown Sugar. We, of course, would love to hear from you. So, hey, give us a call, 347-826-7435. That is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. Also, coincidentally, if you want to chat with us live, jump into the Smooth Drama chat room. Go to smoothdrama.com. Jump in that chat room. It's anonymous. You can do your thing. You can be Reverend Chicken Wing if you want. Be whatever, whoever you want to be. You like that Reverend Chicken Wing.
I do.
Anyway. Come holler at us. Social media. If you want to get into the Smooth Drama group, you can ask to get in on Facebook, myself, or Mr. Lavender, who also coincidentally likes chicken wings very much. We'll add you to the Smooth Drama group on Facebook. Me and Mr. Lavender.
You know, I think you need to change that to Mr. Lavender to something else, because Lavender is supposed to be calming.
See, there you go. There you why are you throwing daggers? Why are you throwing daggers?
I'm just saying. I mean, I was good, and now.
There we go. All right, we're gonna ignore that, ladies and gentlemen. Miss Brown Sugar throwing daggers.
I'm just saying.
Mr. Lavender, hey, Mr. Lavender, stop it. Stop it.
Okay.
Anyway, anywhere you find Smooth Drama, add us, follow us, tag us, whatever. We will add you, follow, tag you back if you're a real person, because a lot of y'all be fake bots trying to get friendships. So that you can send, hey, watch my video. No, fuck you. Now that I got that off my chest. It's the apocalypse. I'm just saying, Brown Sugar, I get tired of, hey, friend request. And you look, and you know what it is?
Bitcoin.
Look at my video. Yeah. Well, Bitcoins too, yes. Everybody's creating their own cryptocurrencies. It's like, all right. So,
yeah.
Aside from the fact that that is, some could say it's part of a conspiracy theory. Because they want to get rid of cash. So you got a lot of folks talking about cryptocurrency.
Oh.
Nobody's talking about cash.
Yeah. Well, they're trying. They've been trying for a minute now, so.
Oh, yeah, it's out there. I have been solicited for cryptocurrency all kinds of ways. You know, there's by friends and family, and then there's by folks who just hit me up, and I don't know you, homie. Don't come here offering me some free stuff. And I'm like, ain't nothing free. We all know
nothing.
It's ass, cash, or gas. Nobody rides for free.
Yep.
Just saying.
And some people want all three.
You know? It's not a bad deal. It's not a bad deal. So, as always, we're talking about this more scrumptious or apocalypse. I mean, you would say, oh, there's light at the end of the tunnel. But is it? I don't know. I ain't gonna talk about world events. I'm gonna talk about something that's real important. You know what's real important?
Okay.
Jane Fonda. She
it
said
could be important.
She said she'd have sex with a younger man. Only.
Wait, say that again?
Oh, Jane Fonda said she'd have sex with a younger man only.
What do you mean only? Like she's not into older men anymore?
She's like, oh yeah, I want somebody. I don't want to be in a sexual relationship, but if I was gonna be in a relationship, it's gonna be with a young man. I have sex with a younger man. I'm like,
yeah,
because the old man won't have nothing to do with you. He's like, he's not wasting his Viagra. No, old dudes ain't wasting their Viagra on the old lady. She 83.
And there's a lot of old ladies who don't necessarily want Viagra.
Okay. That you didn't hear me. I don't think you're understanding. The old men, they are using, they're like 80 and up. They using that Viagra. And if they're going to waste that Viagra, they're going to waste it on a young woman.
Telling you, not a lot of women want a man who needs Viagra.
Right. But not...
Yeah, so it's an even exchange.
Old men want old women.
And a lot of old women don't want old men.
Right. And thus, why are we talking about it?
Exactly.
It's mutual hate on both sides.
Yeah, depending on where I'm at in my old age, an older man may not be able to help me out.
Help you out? That's what we calling it now?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, yes.
All right. The help hotline, y'all. Don't forget on the school drama website.
I'm just saying, he may not be able, and it might be more... I might need a little bit more effort, and he may not have, the stamina, the strength.
You said a little help. Just a little help. That's what we're calling.
Just a little bit. Yeah.
All right. Well, speaking of needing a little help, 43-year-old woman in Florida who had been missing for 3 weeks, she was rescued the other day after she was found trapped inside a storm drain just a few feet away from Delray Beach thoroughfare. She was naked and unable to stand on her own.
Was she in the storm drain for 3 weeks?
Apparently, this is the funny part.
Wow.
So, yeah, during rush hour, I guess homie's walking, and you can hear somebody yelling from a drain, which is hilarious, right? Because it's like, you hear a noise from the drain, I'm automatically thinking it like, oh, hell no.
I'm not sure if I'm going to go check.
Yeah, I'm going to check from a distance. I'm like, okay.
Well, I want to be a good Samaritan,
know. But I'm not coming all the way over there. What? I can barely hear you, and I'm not getting within arm's length.
Exactly.
Anyway, so she said she went for a swim in a canal near her boyfriend's home in West Delray Beach on March 3rd. While she was swimming, this is the funny part, she came across a doorway near a shallow part of the canal. She said she then entered the doorway and noticed the tunnel. And then she became curious and became walking down the tunnel, which led to another tunnel, and so on until she became lost.
OMG.
Yeah, said she was walking in the tunnels lost for about 3 weeks until she saw some light and decided to sit there because she saw people walking by.
OMG.
Right. And she was naked.
So what happened to her clothes? She was skinny dipping?
Apparently. Apparently.
So you want to be nosy naked.
Yeah.
You want to be nosy and in the
butt. Nosy naked. Yep. Butt naked.
Okay.
Hey, let's look in this tunnel and see what's down there. That's what we do.
Let's see where this door goes.
Yeah.
Let's see where that door goes.
Tunnel. So, because, I mean, walking in tunnels naked in Florida, that's the lick.
You know, and she's, I mean, there could have been alligators and snakes. No telling what's in those tunnels in Florida.
Exactamundo.
Wow. Wow,
yep.
Fonzie.
Yep. Kind of awesome,
wow.
Right?
Wow.
Yeah.
I tell you, Florida is just like I don't know what to call Florida.
It's the place to be.
I mean, if you want to be entertained, that is the place to be.
Right. I mean, because realistically, and I mean, we just playing racial politics, right? Black person probably wasn't going nowhere near the drain when they hear somebody hollering from the drain.
No.
This ain't going to happen. Because I can tell you, I'm walking down the street. I'm anywhere. I'm just saying, maybe there's an event. Hey, help me. And it's coming from the drain. I can guarantee you, me and the homies, we are ignoring that shit.
Yeah.
It sounds cruel.
Yeah,
because
only a few of us would even call the police.
I'll tell somebody. Hey, man, it sounds like somebody screaming from the drain. Y'all might want to go check it out. Because I'm not. I'm sorry. it's not going to happen. Yeah, we've been at street fairs now, Jeffrey. Now, you think about you out there on the street fair or parade, Black Joy Parade or First Friday. And you just hear something screaming, somebody screaming from the drain. Are you stopping?
No.
Not checking it out?
No.
Okay, see. All right, so in effect, the movie would be over if it was the It movie.
Exactly. It never would have began. It just
wouldn't.
Yeah.
The
clown just would have been standing there waiting.
Right. He's like, hey, nope.
He could have kept that little boat.
Nope. It's just going to go down the drain, homie.
Yeah, and I'm walking back up the street towards my house.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Not going to happen.
I'll make another boat.
Yeah, and I mean, if I did come over there, that would be where I would be like, the armed gunman. I'm shooting into the drain.
Yeah.
You know, folks would be like, hey, he needs to be psychologically evaluated. Although technically, social commentary notwithstanding, if I did that, I'd probably get shot and killed. But that's another aspect why I can't answer the drain. Because I don't want my life to end. Because I would have to go and respond from a safe distance just shooting into the drain, which would make me look crazy. And then you'll have people like, hey, there's a black man shooting at the drain in the street. Woo, cops don't get there in 2 minutes. So, yeah. So the lesson is don't be naked in tunnels. In the drain system.
No.
And if you do it in the suburbs, because it won't work for you in the hood.
No.
Yeah. All right. And if your kid says something like that, you probably beat your kids. Stop that lying. Stop it.
Yep.
Anyway.
We don't have time for that. Let's go.
Yeah. Speaking of beating the kids' ass, because we're in Florida, I mean, we might as well just hang out in Florida. A woman, Edith Riddle. Remember Edith from All in the Family?
I do.
She had the most chalk on the chalkboard voice ever. Hey, Archie! It's like, woo!
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, Edith Riddle, she was arrested last week after she allegedly fought a student at DuPont Middle School in Jacksonville, where her daughter attends. Apparently, her and her daughter were meeting with the vice principal about the young girl's violent outburst. And then went to the cafeteria where the daughter went to engage in a fight. So the daughter pushed the girl on the ground, started punching her. And Riddle, who had a boxing glove in her left hand, which she glued on, or said she glued it on and it couldn't be removed because, you know, brown sugar, I don't know if you know this, in Jacksonville, the style is to have a glued-on boxing glove on your left hand.
That's the fashion now. Okay.
That's the fashion in Florida. That's how we doing it big. And it's glued on there so you can just, like, walk and folks is like, oh, I see you, Edith. Styling and profiling. You know, it's like the coach purse, right? You got the gator shoes. In Jacksonville, it's a boxing glove on your left hand. Just glue it on. Stunting on you, bitches.
So she used that boxing glove on that little girl, huh?
Oh yeah, yeah. Accessory. Yeah, her and the daughter. Coincidentally, beat up the girl with her fashion accessory. Yeah.
Wow.
Yep.
Wow.
Kind of awesome, right?
I'm not going to lie, though. I've ran into some kids. I personally wouldn't fight them, but I wanted to pay somebody to fight them.
I get it. I get that.
Yeah.
No. And, you know, there have been times, like, if you're at the job working with kids, so there mm-hmm. may be an opportunity to allow a kid who earned a punch in the face to get that mm-hmm. punch that they earned.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes you got to let folks learn the consequences of their actions. Now, I wouldn't let a kid get stabbed. I wouldn't let a kid get shot. But the whole, sometimes you earn. So, for example, me and my son and my nephews and my nieces too, we would go to the park on the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we was at the park pretty much every weekend, right? So there's one time we're at the park and these kids is fighting. And mm-hmm. one kid is getting his ass beat. You know, like, you need your ass beat by
mm-hmm.
Tony Roberts. You need your ass beat. He was getting his ass beat.
mm-hmm.
So I break it up. Like, all right, stop that shit. He is still talking shit. It's like, dude, you getting mopped. But he, you know, he still was talking. Yeah, and he went back And so I just let him get his ass beat. I just went back to playing ball.
Yeah. I was trying to help you, trying to make your day.
You know, some people don't understand that, you know, if you take a loss, just take that loss and move on. But, you know, he was asking for the misery. He was calling on it. He's like, please beat my ass. And so I can't stop you, homie. You want to get that work, go and get it. So I let him. End of the story.
Yeah.
Yep. So on that note, yeah, we probably need to go ahead on and do our dumbass of the week. All right. Dumbass of the week. Whew. This dude in North Carolina. He has a pet. He's got a pet. Green mama. You know how they got the black mamas that are like the deadliest? But homie has a green mamba. And so apparently while he was playing with his green mamba, it bit him. So he went to the zoo, South Carolina. Hey, I got bit by my green mamba. And so they saved me. But
they saved him?
Yeah, they saved me. They gave me antivenom.
Okay.
Thing is,
okay.
Why do you have, as a pet, one of the most deadliest creatures on earth? One bite can kill you.
You know, people and their pets.
See?
I don't know what to say.
So when we talk about, and this is why we talk about like aliens and stuff like that, and people, there's no aliens. And I'm like, nah, aliens are like, y'all too stupid for me to reveal myself. Like, you got aliens, you got other, what you call mythological creatures. Why would you reveal yourself? Because y'all kind of stupid. And I probably have to kill all of y'all, because you're going to say and do stupid stuff. I mean, y'all have poisonous pets. You can't play with a regular snake. Snakes don't, they're not like dogs and cats. Hell, even cats. Cats ain't that playful. You know, they'll come rub up against you, and every now and again, they might put them claws in your hand.
Yep.
That's the nature of the beast, right? That's what they do.
They will slice you right across your face.
Yeah, exactly. But that's because they're just playing. Because that's how they play with each other, right? But
or they're annoyed, because I've seen cats annoyed, and they will get you, so.
Right. Exactly.
They're very temperamental.
Yep. So, yeah, having pets that are deadly, that are predators, I guess it's sexy. It's something you can brag about to your friends, as apparently is a whole bunch
sexy
of crazy.
Though?
Hey, you'll see people taking pictures with snakes all the goddamn time.
Yeah, but they're not sexy at all.
I don't think they are.
They're
either.
Creepy.
Yeah. Yeah, but folks, I got a snake. I had home, one of my best friends had a damn snake. He's like, you don't want to come hang out no more, nope. You got a snake.
Let me know when it's dead.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it got killed by a rat. I was like, yo, punk ass snake. See, that's what I'm talking about. Anyway, so we not ready. We not ready for that advanced life because we're dumb enough to have stuff that can kill us as something to show off in the house.
Yes. Yeah. And be proud of it.
Yeah. Dumb ass.
That's not nice.
No, I'm just saying. Am I wrong? Am I wrong?
No, you're right. That is dumb. That is not a good look. It's not a good move. You know, I don't understand why people, you know, I understand why people have guard dogs, but I don't understand why people think other people should be, you know, excited about their guard dog, so, or their dog that may or may not bite. So,
right.
And that's, you know, domesticated. That's a domesticated animal.
No, look. You know, if you had property that you was trying to uphold, and you got a stable, pit bulls, whatnot. So, for example, if you had a farm or whatnot, you had big property, whatnot, if you have, like, a bunch of pit bulls, you know what? I can see it. I can see it. Hey, roam free. Patrol the area. You protect the area, guess what? I'll whatchamacallit. I'll feed you. I'm cool like that. That's the nature. That's the cycle of it. But I'm in this small area, and I got this guard dog, whatever you want to call it. Or in this case, I mean, at least you can play with dogs. You can train dogs. You can't train no pet. You can't your pet snake. You can't train it. You know what you're going to do. I mean, I look at people weird who have hamsters. See, I used to say this.
Really?
I used to say this to Booger Butter Pecan all the time. First co-host, like she had the hamster for the kids, and I'm like, it's just a rat with a tail, and all they do is just run in place. It's like that's we looking at your rat without a tail run in place.
Yeah.
That was it.
Yeah, it's a rodent.
Shout out to Butter Pecan. I hope you're doing all right. Anyway, I don't get it. It's like to play with. I mean, I guess if I was gonna have a dog, I could play with a dog, right? Not gonna kiss him.
Mm-hmm.
I'll stay far away from his mouth. But
why?
Look, they lick their
mouths are cleaner than yours.
Okay. I don't lick my ass.
Or anybody else's for that matter.
Okay. Once again.
I'm just saying. Yeah, dogs sniff other dogs' butt, so.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
And anyway, you know what? It just gets pornographic from here at that point. I'm not even going to touch that. I know, but what I'm saying, it's a dog being a dog. So I get that. Because being a dog is cool, right? That's their nature.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean you're supposed to let the dog kiss you in the mouth.
I'm saying that. I'm saying that.
Yeah, I'm agreeing.
Right, far away from your mouth.
Yeah.
Far away. All right. On that note. We're going to go on break. This is Brand Nubian, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar.
shame if it all up and ended. Girl ain't to wear a hat and shit like that. Ain't intended for a slick headed wonder. Wear a saggy pants, old school kicker. Revival of the circumstance. Got a backpack, took a fat back to bag. It got a trio, torpedo, step back, a rest of uptown volley. Kids that wear low ones, kick for kids that paid. I kick for kids with no fuss. Whole black bumper bands with kids with contact kids with tassels. Hard rock, punk, crack, heads, and even funk. Wanna know the truth, so they flock to my roof. New York, I got the grip. I told ya, this means war as if my sister told ya. You think that the ex would ever think of all after getting all of this? Man, you're crazy. The only way I fall is if I got fat and lazy. Then I won't cause it was real hard. Wake up in the morning after hour of garden late feet. Later hit the street, smoke the 45th street. So all you're off and told. Black youth position from the hard urban block to now room residential. That's a guard. Rock real hard.
Welcome back to Smooth Drama. That was Brand Nubians, a la Akbar. Our call-in number is 347-826-7435, 347-826-7435.
All right. So, as always, here at Smooth Drama, we try to put money in your pocket, right? Because that's how we roll. You know, we nice like that. So, found out there's opportunity for you to make a little cash. How do you get to make that cash, ladies and gentlemen? Well, apparently, there's a company. It's a website. Nerdbear.com. Yes, NERDBEAR. .com. They're offering $1,000 for someone to watch all 24 James Bond films in 1 month to celebrate the release of No Time to Die in September 2021. So, yeah, nerd culture website, Nerd Bear. They're offering 1,000 for someone to watch all of them in 1 month. Yeah. So, go to nerdbear.com, fill out that application, and if you down to watch all 24 James Bond films in 1 month, you can get a G. So it's like it's not too bad.
You've already watched them before. I mean, you know, I've seen some of them 2, 3, 4 times. So,
well, I'm guessing that you had to binge them all at that same
at
time.
At once?
Yeah, prior to the release.
Oh, yeah, that might be hard.
Yeah. So the chosen candidate will receive $1,000, a $100 Amazon gift card to rent the movies, and a $50 AMC gift card to go see the latest film when it releases.
Not bad.
Yeah, so you watch all 24 films in 30 days and complete a worksheet. And so, being the nice guy that I am, if you want to see the application, I have posted it in the Smooth Drama chat. So if you're interested, you can get a G and $100 Amazon gift card. And $50 AMC, so $1,150.
Okay.
Just to watch movies that, you know,
that you may have already seen.
Right, and you may be interested in it, and they have you fill out that worksheet, and that'll be it.
Okay.
It'd be kind of cool. Yeah, I don't know if I'm down for that, James Bond. I'm trying to think, have I ever watched a whole James Bond movie?
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. I've watched several. I mean, I've watched them, you know, Roger Moore. I mean, I've watched them. Some of them, you know, that I've liked. I've watched more than once.
Yeah.
I like action movies, though. So.
Yeah, so I like action movies, too. It's just, I just couldn't, it's not my thing. Because I'm like,
Bond isn't your thing?
But the whole spy genre is okay. But it never drew me. But remember, I'm a comic book nerd. So, James Bond.
I mean, so would you watch them if you were getting paid though to watch them?
Yeah, I watch a lot of stuff if I was getting paid.
Yeah, so I mean, you just kind of look at it like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well,
I mean,
I guess that's how we do.
Because it's about, no different than, what is that, Tom Cruise and what are those, Mission Impossible. So if you've ever watched Mission Impossible, it's no different than that to me. So.
Yeah, I know. I've watched a couple of the Mission Impossible. The last one especially was kind of awesome to me. So I just saw the James Bond, and especially when you start talking about the 70s and the 80s, it hadn't got to that, that point where the effects were awesome.
Yeah, that's true.
So that was my thing.
But some of the names are awesome, like Pussy Galore.
I know. you know, you can't. And what was the one? There's another one. Octopussy.
Yeah,
they, you know, well, I mean, we know that James Bond was getting his,
Yeah, he's the man.
Yeah. Octopussy.
The ladies love.
Yeah, pussy galore. That's a great name. Yeah, I mean,
how did I know you would like that name?
I'm just saying, you would have to be a badass to just say, you know, hey, how you doing? I'm Ted. What's your name? Pussy Galore. Nice to meet you.
Yeah, that's exactly how they talk.
Yeah.
Women have lots of confidence.
Yeah, so you can't, I mean, what can you say? What can you say when they, hi, my name is Pussy Galore. Like, that's your government name? Okay. Okay. I mean, you can't. Yeah, after that, like, oh. Okay.
Now, do you think you'll see this new one? Because it's with the, oh, God, I can't think of her name. The black woman.
Well, I don't know. I could see, if I see a trailer and it looks interesting, I'm down. I don't, you know, I mean, I have to see a trailer. It has to pull me, right? It has to pull me.
I mean, but to support, though, no, you don't think so, even to support?
Hey, just because they got black faces in it don't mean it's for me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fair. You know, I don't.
Yeah, if there's just some movie, so like that whatever and Slim, I didn't watch that.
Yeah,
I'm like,
yeah.
I mean, because when I saw the trailer, they say, oh, they killed a cop and they're on the run. I'm like, I already know how this one ends. I don't even have to watch it. They're going to get killed in the end in violent shootout. And it's going to be dramatic. They're going to go through, you know how they do Brown Sugar. They go through all the dramatics. Yeah. They make you fall in love with the characters. And then they get killed in the end. I'm not going to put myself through that. Nope. Not going to happen.
No, me neither.
Going to avoid that.
Yeah, so one of the other Bond girls' names was Honey Chow.
Honey Chow.
Honey Chow.
Okay, well, that's...
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm going to guess that all the directors for these James Bond movies, they probably hung out with old boy at the Playboy Mansion. It just seems like that as a place where they just, you know, in between filming, after a hard day of filming, we're going to go hang out. And that's how they got motivation for the names and whatnot.
Possibly.
Yeah.
Possibly.
Anyway. So. We going to dwell on Pussy Galore. We're going to talk about Eric Holder. Eric Holder Jr. He appeared in the L.A. Courtroom. And... You know, he filed, his lawyer, public defender, filed a bail reduction motion on his behalf. So the public filing argues, and for those of you who don't know who Eric Holder Jr. is, he's the dude that shot Nipsey Hussle. He said the alleged shooting was insignificant, including only one felony conviction. They say his criminal history was insignificant before he killed Nipsey Hussle. He only had one felony conviction in 2012 for carrying a concealed firearm. And based on the isolated nature of this case, he does not pose a risk of harm to the public. Even a reduction of bail down to $4 million should satisfy any concerns by the court and the district attorney. Say he isn't a flight risk because he doesn't hold a passport. You know he's in L.A., which is really, really close to Mexico. by the way. Yeah, you say he's not a flight risk, and he and his family has ties to the community. So, yeah.
So I'm not understanding, though.
Still, yeah, right.
I mean...
It's the apocalypse,
okay.
Right?
Okay.
I am not of harm to the public. Yes, I shot a man who had done nothing to me in cold blood, broad daylight. But, hey, look, before that, I hadn't done too much, right? So, I mean, yeah, I killed somebody, but I'm not of danger to the public. That's
like, I don't, yeah, there's people who are in prison for less.
Yeah, just a little bit less.
So, I mean, I don't understand that. I mean, you're in there for murder.
In there for murder, yep.
Not like you know, you didn't even rob a bank. I mean, you know what I mean? I'm not saying that's less than murder to me, but, you're a murderer.
I mean, we saw a video, you walk up to homie and shoot him.
Yeah.
In the public.
Exactly.
In the public, and he says he is of no harm to the public. Well, I'm going to disagree with that and say that anybody who shoots anybody in the public is a danger to the public. But somehow that makes sense to me.
Isn't that a menace to society?
Supposedly, but
yeah, okay.
So it's like when people talk about, "Hey, we're gonna grade on the curve."
Mm-hmm.
So because society is so fucked up, we're judging on the curve. So the curve is, hey, well. Well, hey, look, he only had one other felony before then, and that was just for carrying a gun, which you can say, okay. But, yes, my client did shoot a man in public in cold blood, not from retaliation, from being shot at or any of that, not in self-defense. I just was mad about something, and so I killed homie.
I mean, it's just like anybody who has shot anyone. I mean, I don't know. Maybe people do get bail or reduction in bail. I don't know. I just know because, I mean, to be honest, the only murder cases I follow are like when husbands kill wives or wives kill husbands. I hate to say that, but that's true. So
and you're
stay
one
in
of
prison.
Them,
I don't know.
You're one of them people who like the Murder Channel.
Yeah, I like ID.
Okay, all right. So,
yeah. I mean, I'm not, you know, it's not my go-to channel, but if I see something interesting, I don't, you know, have a problem watching it. But, those people stay in prison, or they go to jail and stay there until their trial. I mean, it's very rare that they're out on bail.
They should go to prison.
No, and they should. So I'm just trying to figure out for somebody where that's an isolated incident and no one else was in harm's way, you know, and they stay in prison, why would he think that he would not have to stay there?
I mean,
when he put others in harm's way.
Pretty much.
That's all.
I guess for them the argument would be, A, it wasn't like I was just out there shooting in public, right? I wasn't just out there just shooting indiscriminately. I walked up to my guy and caught him all the way in the chest, up close and personal, and that was it.
Yeah, you're a menace to society, and you need to stay in jail.
Yep. But yeah, so this is the apocalypse, and this is what grading on and judging on the curve is supposed to be like. Hey, you can make arguments like that, and I guess the judge supposed to consider that like, hey, he's not that bad of a person. He just killed somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Unprovoked, not protecting himself, none of that. Just, I was mad about something. I guess we use that same argument they use nowadays. He had a bad day.
Yeah. He might have had a bad day. You're right.
Yeah. Maybe he did.
Well, so, I feel like then, okay, how about this? If I feel like if other people can get off because they had a bad day, then he can too.
No.
No.
So, speaking of having a bad day, no. Juan Esteban Ramirez is charged with 2 counts of unlawful disclosure of intimate visual material.
Mm, what is that?
Yeah, so what did Mr. Ramirez do? He used his role as a relationship manager at a Houston Bank of America to encourage at least 2 women he assisted in September to hand over their phones so he could steal nude photos and video. So apparently...
How did he know they had nude photos and videos?
All right, so... You know, there's some people you can look at and see that they may or may not be predisposed to taking risque pictures.
Okay. I mean, I guess, but who, I mean, but people really, like, keep them now? They don't delete them?
All right. So, on September 12th, she went to the bank for help setting up an account and handed him her unlocked phone, and he's accused of keeping the phone for an extended period of time. So I guess he was like, yeah, I'm gonna help you do it on the phone. And so 2 days later, she started receiving nude photos and videos of herself from a phone number she didn't recognize, along with text messages threatening to send the images to her parents, according to the police. She changed her phone number after receiving 28 messages. The investigators traced the messages to him, and then they learned that he had been charged in January for a similar incident involving another bank customer.
Wow. So these weren't even employees. These are just people off of the street coming into the bank for services.
Yes, and so the other incident, the customer wasn't sure how to locate her information, so she unlocked her phone and handed it to him, and he kept it for like 10 minutes before returning it and telling the woman she'd received a temporary debit card in the mail. And then she started getting those text messages, and yeah.
How did he have... Okay.
So when you take pictures, you know, because all you do is you just look through someone's phone, seeing if you took pictures and video, and yeah, that was it.
Okay.
That was it.
Oh.
Yeah. So yeah.
That's that.
Yeah, he's kind of trifling.
That's really good.
That's not even the hater of the week.
Hate. I hate you.
All right. Hater of the week. And you're gonna love this one, Brown Sugar. Hater of the week is the mother of Victoria Vipers, who's a cheerleader in Bucks County, Pennsylvania. I'm sorry. Victoria Vipers was the mother of someone who was being harassed, right?
Okay.
So they found out that Rafaela Spohn had been harassing different cheerleaders, making deep fake videos of the different cheerleaders of her daughter's cheerleading squad for months. She faces 3 misdemeanor counts of cyber harassment of a child, among other related offenses, and allegedly began targeting the girls after they had a reported falling out with her daughter. In addition to harassing these cheerleaders, she's been accused of lifting photos from their social media accounts and altering them to make it look like the girls were drinking and vaping, sometimes while naked or while wearing bikinis. And in one instance, she urged the girl to kill herself.
Mm.
Yep.
This is her daughter's cheerleading team?
Yep. And so
not an opposing team, her own team.
No, her daughter's own cheerleading team. Doctored pictures and videos of the girls to the cheerleading squad's coaches and gym owners. It was supposed to get the girls kicked off the squad.
Oh, wow. So they must have been, were they bullying her daughter?
Well,
didn't like the girls?
The daughter had a falling out with them. You know how that goes. Prissy teenager. Teenagers,
cheerleaders.
Yeah, they click action. And so what happens is the mom gets in and she just starts making videos and pictures.
Yeah,
Kind of crazy. So,
that's always crazy to me, like the hate, like the cheer moms. They have a lot of hate in them.
Because they couldn't be cheerleaders when they were young. And so now they're just old and decrepit.
And bitter.
Yep. And so you want
to
take that out.
To me, though.
It's not weird. It's just like...
I can't say that I would jeopardize my child, whatever, you know, her extracurricular because of my bitterness. Because that's what that is.
Yeah. But that's what people do. Look, it's just like you've had the, Todd Marinovich, the robo quarterback, his daddy coached him and drove him crazy. Coached him into the ground because you'll have parents who live out their fantasy through their kids.
Yeah, that's
true. It's like you don't just enjoy your kids' stuff. You push them and push them. And you don't let them be a kid. And then eventually when the kid goes crazy and does something, just like, and it's because of the pressure from that father that was like, you're going to do this for us. It's like not for the kid, not what the kid want to do. You're going to do this because, God damn it, you're going to do it.
Yeah.
That's what this heifer did.
Yeah. That's possible. The daughter may not have even wanted to be a cheerleader, so that's possible.
Oh, you're going to be a cheerleader, goddammit.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, she's doctoring videos. She's doing deep fake videos. That's right there.
That's some work.
Yeah, that's some work. That's how serious of a hater she is. You got to go through a lot to do a deep fake video.
I mean, to me, that's like the mild end of it, too, because, you know, there's been cheer moms who tried to kill other cheerleaders who have had other cheerleaders beaten up, you know. So, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Though.
Cheer moms are really hateful.
Yeah, she told the girl to kill herself. So I mean, if you think about it, and we're talking about in a time where people actually take stuff on the internet like really, really serious, people get into like real arguments over the internet. I mean, you know, they take that to, I'm being cyberbullied. I mean, I don't personally understand cyberbullying because Twitter can't shake me or any other, like, okay, I'm just not going to go on there. But point is, people take it seriously. And so if we talk about teenage girls, teenagers in general, you know, you get stuff like that, that can make them bitter, that can make them feel sad. You know, they get kicked off the cheerleading team. Folks is talking crazy about them. And what if one of the girls committed suicide? Yeah. I mean, you did that just to get revenge for your daughter? I would be crass. But I'm not. I'm not gonna go where I was gonna go. Because I'm somehow thinking I should go there, but I'm thinking that I should not.
No, she's a hater and she's bitter and that's it.
She's horrible. No, no, no.
Yeah, she is awful.
We're gonna go on break. Here's the King T, the great.
Really like to rock the funky beat. Some of your feet break from the head to the toes. Lying in the gang, I'm in my favorite clothes. But I'm controlled in the enemy's a foe. Cause I'm champion, just ask all my hoes. Please don't push on your wish that you didn't. We going toe to toe and there ain't no kicking. My boots are kind of quick and my buddy feet sticking. So put up your boots, you little half-price chicken. Don't bother me, cause I ain't joking. I'm in it for the end and I'm on that chin. We came to separate boys from the men. If I see another death, then I'm shooting for the shin. I bag when I'm full, cause I'm no neighborhood. I fuck real good, got candy for the wood. Heard city hanging, I love shooting fake. So bitch, make way for T.T. the Great. Come on,
to Smooth Drama. That was King T the Great. Our call-in number is 347-826-7435.
347-826-7435. All right. So, I always like this last segment because basically all we do is talk about Groundhog Day. I don't know. Systemic.
You don't know.
Systemic. We just gonna, let's just go in.
That shit happened again? Oh, hell no.
Yeah. So yesterday, there was a school board meeting. So in the Bay Area, in Oakland in particular, a lot of educators and community members were pushing a black reparations bill that would help students in the inner cities, in Oakland in particular, to get counseling, organization, money going towards organizations that would help, it would fund programs to help the youth so that certain situations that they get into, they can have one, somebody to talk to, deal with trauma, different programs that would help the youth to keep them from doing things that aren't necessarily beneficial. And just overall, if the mental health of a child is good, they probably will perform better in the school. Because obviously, if you have to worry about silly things, things that are beyond your control. So for example, I remember talking to a kid and talking about them and their cousin playing a video game and getting shot in the leg from a stray shot from outside. I mean, it's one of those stories that just hurts you, because they're not in the fray. They're just trying to live their life. Just being a kid, I'm playing the video game, you get shot. And so what we're talking about asking for is resources to, one, talk to kids like that, and talk to those individuals who were kids at one particular point in time, or maybe they were, we don't know who the shooters were, but to be able to talk to folks and help them and get them psychological counseling so that they would not be a danger to their community. Thus, that kind of preventative measure keeps people out of jail, because you keep folks from committing mistakes that would be detrimental to their development and their future. Long story short, school board meeting, before the vote even comes, tentatively, there's 3 or 4 votes that was for. And so there was a chance that it could be voted and approved. And so money that's supposed to go to the community anyway, via your tax dollars, that, and it's money that's received by the school district. There's some guy nobody's ever seen before who shows up and says, even if y'all vote for this, I'm going to veto it.
Mm.
Just like that.
And no one knew who he was.
Supposedly he's one of the people who's in charge of the purse strings, and he's like, yeah, I don't care if the people want it. I don't care if the people involved in the school district want it. I'm voting this shit down.
Wow.
Groundhog Day. See, because we talk about systemic issues. Folks talk about, because you'll hear the You'll hear the slogans, oh, Black Lives Matter. We got to stop systemic racism. We need to have these conversations. No, we don't need to have no conversation. We need resources that help to stop systemic issues from repeating itself.
Exactly.
But instead, Brown Sugar, we have a guy who I'm going to guess he drives by Oakland. He might have driven by a couple times, maybe even went to the Warrior game, probably went to the Warrior games all the time when it was in Oakland and they was winning.
Yeah.
And now he might go because they're in San Francisco when they start winning again right now, you know, because they're losing. They're beneath him. Yeah, that guy. No skin in the game in that community, but he's part of the systemic reason because it's a system.
The community can't heal.
Right. Well, and once again, he's in charge. And he doesn't live in the community, has nothing to do with the community. He comes out of nowhere, and it doesn't exist no more. Even though everyone can agree, yeah, this is helpful. This is a start on trying to heal a wound. But nah, we don't want to heal the wound. Because as you know, Brown Sugar, there's no money in the cure.
Oh,
no money in the
definitely
cure. $0 in the cure. So, there we go. Got voted
yeah,
down.
Because if you did well, you're no longer dependent.
Right. I mean, so we start talking about, you look at, because we're talking about the system, right? We're talking about systemic stuff. So Representative Chip Roy from Texas, when he was talking about they were doing that Senate Judiciary Committee hearing on the recent spike in hate crimes, and when they say recent spike in hate crimes, is it a spike? Or is it that's just business as usual?
I mean, I think it looks like a spike because I think because people are reporting it. I don't think people were reporting it before.
No, people were reporting it.
As a hate crime?
No.
As a crime?
No. So there's a perception. So once again, so we gonna parallel some stuff real quick. So, authorities in California are investigating a potential hate crime after a man was seen driving through a crowd of protesters at a Stop Asian Hate rally over the weekend while yelling racist slurs.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right.
That's
so
a hate crime.
All right. So, do you remember a few years back when a dude drove through a crowd in Virginia?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Nobody said it was a hate crime. They just said, yeah, you know what? There's good people on both sides.
Well, that was a political. That was political.
Okay. Well, see, what I'm saying is, now, if we want to mirror some things, and just look. So it's just like, because we talk about a spike. It's no spike. I'm going to argue against the spike because I'm just saying this is the flat line. This is where it's always been. It's just not us right now. There's a difference.
Yeah, I would agree.
So what we're saying is, yeah, Asians are like, hey, stop this Asian hate, because y'all didn't used to just shoot at us and beat us. You was beating everybody else, and it wasn't a big deal. And see, and this is where when we talk about issues, yeah, it's wrong. 500% wrong. You see these videos, folks just beating on folks for no reason. Now, for me, it doesn't matter whether it's Sikh, Chaldean, Asian, Mexican, Black, or white. If folks is getting beat for no reason, it's just like we just ganging up and beating on folks. That don't make sense to me. Right? Cause it's
no, it
wrong.
Doesn't. Yeah.
It's wrong. But, you know, now everything's a big deal. Look, it's been fucked up for a long time. But now
I agree.
You know, we're talking about it. So I bring this up because Chip Roy, when he talked about it, he said, and I quote, "There's an old saying in Texas about find all the rope in Texas and get a tall oak tree," he said. "You know, we take justice very seriously." Now, when you think of this brown sugar, find all the rope in Texas and get a tall oak tree. What are you thinking about when you think of rope in the tree?
Hanging, lynching.
That's how they take justice very seriously. I'm gonna give you his comments, Brown Sugar, because there's some comments. He said, because he had to defend his comments, like, hold on. Apparently, some folks are freaking out that I used an old expression about finding all the rope in Texas in the tall oak tree about carrying out justice against bad guys. I meant it. We need more justice and less thought police. We need to stop evildoers such as those that carried out the attack in Atlanta this week, or cartels abusing little children, or those who kill our cops on the streets. We should restore order by stamping out evil actors, not turn America into an authoritarian state like the Chinese communists who seek to destroy us. No apologies.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I think what he said right then and there, I mean, I feel like those words are a better choice than what he initially said.
He said no apologies. He said, yeah, we should hang back. And he said, he didn't say people who are killing unarmed people. He said cartels, a.k.a. Mexican. Right?
Yeah. That's true. Yeah, you're right. You're right.
People who kill our cops on the streets, a.k.a. Black folks.
Because
he wasn't talking about the people at the riots that beat the cops and whatnot. Because he was being very specific there. We gotta be real careful. They're very specific about who are the bad guys. Because you give a general thought out there. Cartels. Because when we think of cartels, we don't think of Johnson & Johnson or these pharmaceutical companies.
Not even a little bit.
You think about Mexico, right?
Yeah.
El Chapo.
Colombia.
Yeah, El Chapo. Folks like that. When you say cartels, that's who you automatically think of. Yeah. And so just like the asshole that shot the folks up in the spa. David said, "Oh, he was just a guy working alone, he just had a bad day."
Hmm.
So, you know, he'll say something like that. Like, yeah, oh no, but he ain't say nothing about white supremacy. And he made sure to say, we can't turn America into an authoritarian state like the Chinese communists who seek to destroy us. No apologies. Even though he's talking about the violence against Asians. See how that's a little contradictory? A little bit?
Yeah.
Hey, I'm here on this committee talking about, hey, these attacks on Asian folks everywhere, but we can't turn America into an authoritarian state like China because they want to destroy us. No apologies. Like, okay, so this attack on Asians is wrong, but hey, we can't be like these Asian states. That shit is wrong.
Yeah. So as long as he puts out that kind of contradictory speech, then it'll continue to happen.
Yeah. I thought it was hilarious. I thought it was a little funny. Cause he just put it out there. Like, all right, well, that's how we do it. I mean, for example, there's another example. Senator Mike Rounds. Never heard of Mike Rounds, have you?
I haven't. He's a senator now.
Yeah, he's a Republican, South Dakota. He posted a statue, a photo of a statue of himself. One, he has a statue of himself.
Hmm.
So I'll point that out.
Okay.
He posted a picture of a statue of himself holding a gun with his dog next to him with the caption, "Hey at Joe Biden, come and take it. Careful, she bites too."
Mm. Them sound like fighting words.
Yeah, so the statue is apparently it's part of the Trail of Governors in Pierre, which includes statues of Rounds and two other former South Dakota governors with their dogs. And in the picture, the dog named Baby, it looks like it's licking his crotch.
Hmm.
Yeah, it's a very weird picture. So if you want to look up pictures of South Dakota Senator Mike Rounds, he has a statue of himself holding a gun. He has a statue of himself with the dog, and look like the dog is licking his ball. It's really disturbing. Me just talking about the visual right there is just horrible. But yeah.
Yeah, it's always something with them.
But you can say that though. You know, I'm just like, you know, if I said, hey, at any official, I got a gun and I ain't afraid to use it, you won't hear from me no more. Ain't no smooth drama. Smooth drama is jail causing riots. Meaning, you know, all the dudes trying to rape me. So, you know, that's the reason why I am straight laced smooth drama. Riot. Not going to deal with it. All right. So,
I mean, it's a lot.
My co-host doesn't deal with rape well. I can't.
No,
say
I don't.
That. Yeah. So we're gonna.
I don't
about,
deal with jail well.
Yeah. I hear lockup's a bitch.
I don't deal with not having my freedom well.
So in Chicago, Evanston, Illinois. So remember we were talking about how they were talking about money. $400,000 and money for reparation. Well, Evanston, Illinois made history by becoming the first U.S. city to approve reparations to black residents for discriminatory practices. In the 8-1 vote, the Evanston City Council said it would initially distribute $400,000 to eligible black households. Each qualifying household would get a $25,000 grant for home repairs or down payments. Mm. And mortgage assistance will also be made available for black residents. Primarily residents who can show they are direct descendants of individuals who lived in the city between 1919 and 1969 and suffered from such discrimination. Now, black residents make up about 16% of Evanston's population of 75,000. And I'm going to guess they probably, I don't know, don't live there. Probably moved a long time
Not
ago.
Not anymore.
Right.
Yeah.
So, eligible black households is the word. And you have to prove that you are the descendants from people who lived there between 1919 and 1969.
And how would you do that besides a bill that you haven't received? Since that time, if you've moved on.
Exactly.
I mean, you know, if there's anybody there, that would be like, you know, if the house, if they was in your parents' name, then maybe, but yeah.
Yeah, or something like
okay.
that.
Okay, well.
Things to ponder.
That's that old systemic. We're going to put the systemic in the systemic.
Yeah. So, for Miss Brown Sugar, I'm Mr. FN Word. If you want to continue the conversation, go to smoothdrama.com. Other than that, catch you on the flip side. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Together you got
drama.